I've noticed that in Australia too. There's more and more reports of the attention deficit behaviour, of teenage depression and suicide. I mean, where do we start? How can we pinpoint, you know, how to turn this around?
Well, one of the ways, it's interesting, it's all diet related as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Now, one of the books that have just come out by Dr. Nancy Appleton is called 78 Ways Sugar Can Ruin Your Health. And sugar is one of the major problems that our children are having. For example, I won't sit here and read out all 78 ways, but let's just look at it. One of the things sugar can do is suppress the immune system. Sugar can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, concentration difficulties, and crankiness in children. And these are some of the things that are being dealt with by this drug called Ritalin. And maybe it's just as simple as taking the child off his sugar. And if you go on and look at it in further investigation, it also affects their grades. Sugar can cause kidney damage. If we go back and tie that to the earlier statistic, that 19.2 million Americans have chronic kidney failure of some sort, you can see where those two may tie in. Sugar interferes with the absorption of calcium and magnesium. Sugar can cause colon cancer with an increased risk in women. Sugar can weaken eyesight. Sugar can increase the risk of coronary heart failure. And those are just a few of the 78 ways that sugar can affect your health.
Mm.
So that gets back to one of the simple things we can do, you know, on a daily basis, is just to minimize or reduce processed sugar.
You're right, Alora, but there's other areas we can address. For example, the former chairman of pediatrics at Johns Hopkins University, his name is Frank Oskai, he's an MD, he blames every second health problem kids suffer on hormone-ridden commercial milk. He also states ear infections in kids under 6 are milk-induced. And milk consumption is the number one cause of iron deficiency anemia in infants today, which is supported by the American Association of Pediatrics. Now, how many parents have ever heard that?
Well, we've been brought up to believe those are the basic staples of life.
Absolutely. In fact, in the United States, the USDA continues to require school lunch programs, which include milk with every meal, and recommends that we drink this milk for our calcium, even though a Harvard study has shown an increase in osteoporosis and bone breakage in people who consume milk. It also says we should drink milk to prevent heart disease, even though saturated fats constitutes 55% of milk solids.
So it's obvious people aren't really having access to this research, to the information.
As we started this, I said we're in a war where our enemies are kind of invisible, and we're being programmed with misinformation and misleading information that's not really revealing the whole truth.
I found that also most people are confused and don't know where to start, so they stick with what they know.
You know, what's really interesting about this, Alora, is that the Physicians for Responsible Medicine in the United States states that diet is the greatest single factor in the epidemic of cancer. The American Institute for Cancer themselves, in their research, states that an estimated 50% of breast cancers could be prevented through diet. The American Cancer Society in 1999 said 1/3 of cancer deaths were related to nutrition and could have been prevented. So the information's there, it's just not getting to the general public.
Until now.
Until now.